Hi there, Greg. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here. Tara wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service, to answer any questions you have, and then also to apply a very significantly reduced rate here for your still fairly young company. Happy Friday, by the way.
All right.
How's your day going so far?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm going to do here, I'm going to send you a link to our pricing page. Now, this does not reflect what you'd be looking at here. As a young business, our new business rate for this particular listing is actually a little bit over 50% off the normal cost of the service. So I'm sending this. It's an SMS message through the computer. The name of our company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. And this is localsplash.com/SEO packages. If you can put me on speakerphone and maybe open that up, I wanted to walk you through a few things there. Now, our job, of course, is to make sure that your company pops up as a top option when someone does a keyword search related to your services. So we will create all the content that Google indexes, everything the search engine searches for. All of it, of course, talking about your services, your service area, linking back to your verified listings on Google and Bing. That's what's going to get you on that local map and that pack result that pops up. Now, were you able to not only receive but open up the link that I just sent out to you?
Yes, I'm looking for your packages right now.
Perfect, yeah. So, like I said, 50% off the normal cost of the package, and it is a month-to-month service. There's no long-term contract. As long as you choose to use the service, that reduced rate does stay with you. Now, Sarah says it's a small company. Is it just you, or do you have a crew, any help?
It is currently just me.
Okay, okay. And how far are you typically traveling for a job? How far would you want to go? Is it just Warrensburg, or you going outside?
Yes, I'd like
area?
To stay.
Okay.
I'd like to stay in Warrensburg.
So you'd be looking at the left-hand side then. I mean, the pro package would be ideal for a small company in a smaller service area. If you were telling me that you needed to go 50 miles away on a regular basis, then we would be talking about including one of the other packages that have paid ads that would allow us to expand beyond the local map. Now, one thing I can do, though, there are some bells and whistles on the Platinum package as well as the Platinum Premier package. I can include almost everything off of those packages with the exceptions of paid Facebook advertising or paid Google advertising. That is what drives up the cost of those other packages. Of course, that's a direct cost that we would pay on our end to create that content. Like I said, we would be doing a local campaign here, but you know, the dashboard, the Google Home, Amazon Alexa, all of those things that we can add as well. Now, you would get a very detailed reporting and tracking system. So if you scroll back up above the packages, you'll be able to track your success. You'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. You'll know which clients found you from the local map or from individual directories or from your website. Now, as you can see, that landing page or your website, that's going to be included in even the pro package. Now, it would be the reduced price of $199, like I said, 50% off the listed price there. You'll be able to even keep track of your reviews, and you'll have reviews. It's not just Google. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Superpages will create almost 70 different destinations and directories. That's everything that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search. All of it, of course, talking about your services, your service area, and then linking back to both your verified listings as well as your website. Now, the website's going to be included, meaning we're going to build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you at no additional cost. Like I said, our job is not just to list you on the first page. It is, in fact, to make sure that you've got all the good and compelling reasons why someone who would see you on the first page would want to be able to pick up the phone and call you. Now, do you have photos of some of the work that you've done already, like before and after photos?
Yes, I do.
You do. Perfect. So
I don't think I'm quite liking the prices currently that I'm seeing.
$199 for the website? Okay.
I will have to sleep on it and probably call you back.
So is it just the price? I mean, I don't think you'd be taking this call if you didn't see a value to being found on that first page, nor if you were unable to take on at least a couple extra projects here and there. The new business rate is already the lowest rate that we offer to the public. In our system it's coded as a friends and family rate, and it is $149 a month. So it's everything that we can do on the pro package, websites included. It waives the $299 setup fee. I mean, if I can waive that $299 setup fee and at the same time get my supervisor to approve a friends and family rate, drop it down to $149. If you scroll up just above the packages, it says Google Ads Partner. You can see the colorful Google G. Click right on that box. It goes directly to google.com. So right on Google's website, google.com/partner, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. Now, that's important for you. Anyone who tells you they can get you on the first page really needs to be a Google partner simply because of all the changes that Google makes to their local map algorithm. You have to really be on top of that and know what directories Google wants to see. Sometimes they tell us to create new directories. Other times they tell us to stop creating certain directories. So we'll always be in that conversation and ahead of the curve to keep you on that first page. I've got to be honest with you. If I'm going to get that $149 approved, that's well below what we'll spend on our end, as you can probably imagine, to put a website together and create almost 70 directories to get you on that first page. We wouldn't even be locking you into a contract long enough to cover our costs. It is month to month. But if you can see right there on that pricing page, we've been around since 2004, 17 years. We're coming up real quick here on our 18-year anniversary. There's no way we can keep our doors open if we weren't able to keep our clients on that first page. So let me ask you this. The return on investment is always the most important part of any ROI equation. It's what you're making versus what you're spending on the advertising. Google's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. You know, I certainly can't wear a black eye from what looks to be a bad experience that you had. Charges an arm and a leg, it said, with a 15% conversion rate on Home Advisor. So with this, you're going to have a much higher conversion rate. People are calling you directly. You're not paying for a lead and chasing down the same lead your competitors are chasing down. So if I could, in fact, get my supervisor to approve that friends and family rate, Greg, waive your $299 setup fee, still keep it month to month, drop it down to $149. I mean, that's got to be more than fair for you to give us the opportunity to get this going and kind of earn your business, prove it to you 1 month at a time, right?
Yeah.
Let me send him a quick message. He's usually pretty quick to respond.
You guys have pretty low rating on Better Business Bureau. It's 1.5 stars out of 5.
Well, you know, we do still maintain an A-plus rating with Better Business Bureau. We've been around since 2004, so we do have some people that were not happy with our service for whatever reason. If you simply Google Local Splash, you'll see that we have almost 750, I think it was 748 the last time I checked, almost 750 reviews on Google with an overall 4.1. So we have over 500 five-star reviews from businesses that have actually given our service an opportunity to work. So a lot of the times if someone writes a bad review, maybe they've only been with the service for a week or less or whatever they want to complain about. But I know that the service works. I've been with the company myself for over 9 years. As a business, though, we've got clients that have been with us for over 9 years, longer than I've been with the company, 10, 12, 14, 16 years.
And you're saying there's no contract, so it's easy to cancel?
Oh my goodness, it's completely month to month. It's at will, no contract. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can also pause it if you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. In fact, our service can be paused seasonally if necessary. Of course, if it's paused, we don't charge you during that time either. So let me at least do this for you. I mean, like I said, it's Friday here, and I'd like to see if I can get this particular listing filled. I'm going to send a link to, or not a link, I'm going to send a request to my supervisor, just kind of asking him if I can do that friends and family rate. Obviously, I'm not going to, you know, tell him that you're my cousin or I've known you since high school or something like that, but I'll just be honest with him. You know, you're a fairly young company. I'll tell him that you used the Angie's or Home Advisor. He knows how expensive that service can be. He's usually pretty fast to respond, but while I'm waiting, I mean, hoping that he'll do that reduced rate. The name of the company is you want it to appear online. I've got it as Show Me Quality Projects, and it is an LLC, right? Did you want the LLC to be part of the branding of the business as well, part of the business name?
Yes, please.
Okay, sure. I think it makes it look more professional. Is the phone number that we're speaking on the same one that you would want your customers to call, and is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes,
6-0-6-8-7-9-2-9-0. Is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yep.
Oh, good. Yeah. Now, yes, most of the time, you're just going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature, and calls will get to you directly. There will, though, be a contact form on the website that we'll build so people can tell you where they're located, what they're looking to have done, when they would want you to come out. When they do that, you get a text message as well as an email. Now, of course, whether they contact you directly, as they most often will, or reach out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form, though, will also repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting. So you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you even know who to follow up with. Now, as far as an email address goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. If it's more of a personal email, no one would see it, but it would still be attached to the contact form. So when people fill out that form, you can get those text messages and the emails as well. What is a good email address either for you or for your business?
It will be smuplc@gmail.com. So it's like abbreviated Show Me Quality Projects LLC. smuplc.com.
Gotcha.
Oh, no, at gmail.com.
Did you say that was at Hotmail?
Gmail.
Oh, Gmail. Gotcha. Okay. And then when we contact you, we will use phone, text, and email. It's usually the method that's most appropriate to the information that we're trying to get out to you, certainly for longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records. We will email it out to you. Did you, though, have a preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
It would be best.
Did you say phone would be best?
Text.
Okay.
Message, SMS.
Yeah, I gotcha. Just a little bit of static on the line. I'm not sure if you can hear it. And then your first name is Greg. Is that G-R-E-G?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your last name?
Savilichev. It's going to be S-A-V-E-L-I-C-H-E-V.
Okay. And then, the other thing I wanted to ask you was the physical address that I actually saw on that Andrews or Home Advisor, because correct me if I'm wrong, you are service-based and you go out to the customer. There's no one that ever does come to you first, right? So there's not a physical address that we would be promoting for your business online?
That's correct.
The 3124 West Gay Street, Unit A, is that a residence?
Yes.
It is. Okay, so you certainly receive mail there, but you don't receive customers there. That's totally fine because Google knows that most service-based businesses are, in fact, run from the home. Even if that were a shop or a small office where you did your paperwork, since you don't see customers come to you, Google does not want to list any physical street address, not even a zip code. They wouldn't want someone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you do. You're just going to be listed Warrensburg, okay? Oh, hang on one second, because I just heard the chime, so I know my supervisor has responded. Let me pull that up. Okay. So it says, Paul, for this still fairly young company, especially one that has tried Angie Leads, I would, in fact, be more than willing to approve your request for the friends and family rate of $149 with a website included. And says, I'm looking forward to helping this young company grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online for the services that they need. And then it actually says, Paul, it's about time you use a friends and family rate, which is kind of funny. And I guess it's true. I mean, I try to not go below the new business rate because, like I said already, that puts us below our operating costs in that first month. But, you know, my supervisor knows as well, if you're going to give us the opportunity to work, you're going to love the service and you'll probably keep it long term. So it would just be the $149 exactly. There is no setup fee. That's with the website included. It's a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. There's no taxes or fees or anything like that. In fact, if it's something that you would want to do, if you don't have any questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would be looking to schedule a follow-up call with one of our technicians. We call it a client interview. That's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's and get all the information that we need to build out your website, create the content, make sure that we're accurately promoting your business online. So we'll want to know things like the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, a tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. We would take care of all of that in a follow-up call. The other thing that I would do here, Greg, and what is required of us, as we are Google Premier Partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it is that fixed flat rate, in this case, the $149, that we're waiving the setup fee, that the website's included, et cetera. The voice verification is recorded, but you can still stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, then we can move forward from there. Greg, is that fair enough?
Yep, sounds good.
Okay. Give me just a second here to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Greg, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Show Me Quality Projects, LLC.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then, Greg, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Grigory Sibelichev, the founder.
Okay. And as the founder of Show Me Quality Projects, LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for the business. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Greg, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. Now, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Since our job is to make sure that the people in your area in Warrensburg who need your services are in fact able to contact you directly, Greg, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to text messages, phone calls, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Greg, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yep.
Of course. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to do very well with this service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason that we ask is all of the content that we will be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Greg, that's fair enough, right?
Okay.
Perfect. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be creating that website for you. And as I mentioned, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, and then with my supervisor, in fact, allowing me to do a friends and family rate, which waives the setup fee and reduces it down to the $149, with it being a month-to-month service and with the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which we'll actually be waiving here altogether, will be charged today, the 26th of August, in the very discounted, officially friends and family rate of $149.00. Greg, that $149 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is also an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, no surcharges. There's no lead fees either. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, Greg, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. And again, that landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 26th of the month and that same exact discounted friends and family rate of $149. Again, that rate will never go up. It is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, so of course that means at any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, you can stop the service altogether, you can also pause it, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally, you can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Greg, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Greg, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Greg, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay. That does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And as I'm pulling up that client interview calendar, is that first payment going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
Well, let's do Visa.
A Visa. And is the billing address of that card the 3124 West Gay Street, the home address, the 64093?
Yep, that's correct.
And is that Unit A?
And the name is going to be, yes.
Okay, perfect. You said it was a Visa card, so I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
The number is 4266-8415-3655-4999.
And then the expiration month and year?
07/23.
07/23, and then the last three digits on the back of the card.
234.
234. So I've got 234, two 234 on the back, July or 07/2023 for the expiration. Greg, was the card itself 4268?
Yes, the name is going to be...
That was my next question.
Slightly different.
Oh, okay. So let me verify the card real first, and then I'll put the name on there. I've got 4266-8415-3655-4999.
That's affirmative.
And then how does the name actually appear on the card?
Grigory, G-R-I-G-O-R-Y.
Gotcha.
It's like Gregory, but it's spelled with an I.
Of course, yeah. Is there a middle initial on there or no?
No middle initial.
Okay, so I've got Grigory, G-R-I-G-O-R-Y, and the last name, is it S-A-Z-E-L-I-C?
Negative.
H-E-Z?
I will read it to you phonetically. It's Sierra, Alpha, Victor, Echo, Lima, Indiana, Charlie, Hotel, Echo, Victor.
Gotcha. Okay. And then no middle initial on that particular card. You receive in about a minute here through our automated system a confirmation email. Now, the confirmation email does have our hours of operation on there, as well as the phone number and the email address. But if you've got a pen handy, I would be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yep. I'm ready.
All righty. That toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. And then, Greg, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That is going to be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, of course, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is on the invoice email a link to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. Since our emails are sent through our automated system in bulk every couple of minutes, you might even receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other, please let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The call takes about 25, 30 minutes, but we schedule by the hour. Now, I'm not seeing that email sent out to you just yet. So like I said, it might take a minute or two. As far as that follow-up call with our technician, it looks like the first available would be 3 o'clock. Looks like we're actually booked out for 4, but there's a 3 o'clock or a 5 o'clock. Like I said, it'll take about 25 or 30 minutes. Which of those two times today would be a better fit for you to receive that 25, 30-minute phone call?
Let's do 3 o'clock.
3? Okay. So it's going to be scheduled from 3 o'clock until 4. The call itself gets you just a few minutes after 3, gets you off the phone pretty close to 3:30. At 2 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email through our automated system. It's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for calendar invite, client interview to be conducted in English. I'm also going to send you a direct calendar invite to your email address. Let me know if you've received either the text message or the email that our system should have sent out by now.
I have received the Local Splash support email.
Okay, so yeah, you should
and
get
I do believe
the invoice email as well. Yeah, you get that client support confirmation email and also the invoice email. The invoice email is the one that we need you to take a look at right now. It says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And then please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, that is hyperlinked, and that will go directly to the same place, the Local Splash Terms of Experience, that the text message, if you've received that text message, it should open that up. But you should see where it says services on the left-hand side, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay. So, of course, we're going to optimize your business on Google. We will also optimize your business and mirror the content on Bing. It's only about 1 out of 10 that will use Bing, but that's still a lot of people, and we want to make sure that you get those phone calls and opportunities, too. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Like I said, it's almost 70 different directories. The landing page is your website that will build. Of course, the construction, the maintenance, the SEO content, all of that's included. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down at the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We need you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below the line, with the one with the arrow pointing towards it, we do need you to either copy and paste or type in your name. It is case sensitive and appropriate spacing, so obviously a space between but not before or after. So if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy an extra space. Once you've got your name in there, click confirm signature. That does actually a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it is month to month, that in this case it's the friends and family rate, no setup fee and the website included. It also does allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, and also to do the initial NAPW audit so we can make sure that any information that is already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it is not. If it's asking you for a username and a password, you can stop there. The reason it's asking you to do that, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you will very soon be using to access your tracking system. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, so it's asking you to log in. Now, I can give you the username that has already been created, but there's no password set just yet. Once your tracking system is active, and of course we have to do the client interview first to create the content for us to track, but once your tracking system is active in the next day or two, you'll receive by text and email your username and a default password. You can change the password once you log in. Sometimes people never do, and that's fine too. But the username is already set. You cannot change it, but it is easy for you to remember. It is simply the phone number that we are speaking on, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the number. So it's 660-687-9292. That will be the username here. On any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please include either your phone number or your username. In this case, they are basically the same thing. And that way we can easily forward it out to the right department. When they do the client interview at 3 o'clock or in that 3 o'clock hour, they will give you the photos at localsplash.com. If you wanted to write that down now, you certainly could. PHOTOS, photos at localsplash.com. That's directly for the photos team. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I did send out that calendar invite to you as well. Feel free to respond to it, although it really is just more for your records. It is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call in that 3 o'clock hour. Other than that, though, I'm pretty excited to get this going for you, get a website out there, get your phone ringing, earn your business just 1 month at a time. So I certainly wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and I wouldn't say it if it weren't true. You were patient and kind, and I certainly appreciate that. I don't always get that on every phone call, so it's always nice to speak with someone who was as respectful of my time as I hope I've been of theirs, and you certainly have been respectful. I appreciate that, Greg.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
All right. I've got it in the notes here that you do prefer Greg. Of course, everything is officially sent out to Grigori, but I've got it down here in the notes as Greg. But I appreciate your time, Greg. You have a wonderful weekend. Take care.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.